From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. An international manhunt continues Thursday for a Tunisian man accused of driving a large truck into a Christmas market in Berlin, killing at least 12 and injuring dozens more. German officials identified the chief suspect as 24-year-old Anis Amri, a Tunisian who was supposed to have been deported months ago, but he was not sent back to Tunisia because of problems with his documents. Those revelations have renewed questions in Germany about how the country vets the thousands of people who have entered the country looking for asylum. VOA's Swatisa Hoke says a reaction from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on the terrorist acts in Germany.
Donald Trump told reporters at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida that the deadly truck attack in Berlin and the assassination of the Russian ambassador in Turkey prove he was 100% right.
It's an attack on humanity. That's what it is. It's an attack on humanity. And it's got to be stopped.
During his election campaign, Trump insisted that the U.S. should halt the immigration of all Muslims until there is a tough screening system in place. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Afghan authorities say an overnight Taliban assault targeting the home of a lawmaker in the capital, Kabul, left at least 8 people dead and many wounded. Police say the 13-hour siege ended early Thursday when a gunfight with Afghan special forces left all the assailants dead. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility, saying 2 heavily armed suicide bombers stormed the building Wednesday evening when a security meeting with senior military officials from Helmand was getting underway. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News from Washington. The final evacuations of civilians and rebels from Aleppo, Syria, are expected to be completed Thursday, bringing an end to a week-long operation to give the government full control of the important northern city for the first time since 2012. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey that also called for people to leave 2 villages that have been under rebel siege. Meantime, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution to set up a panel to investigate and gather evidence of possible war crimes in Syria. Russia mourned its slain ambassador to Turkey at a ceremony Thursday in Moscow. An off-duty police officer shot Ambassador Andrei Karlov Monday in Ankara. President Vladimir Putin was among the dignitaries paying respects. Russia has joined Turkey in investigating if the gunman had support. He shouted a protest to Russia's involvement in the conflict in Syria following the shooting. In the U.S., a deal to repeal the state of North Carolina's controversial bathroom bill, which limited LGBT access to facilities, fell apart late Wednesday as Democrats and Republican state lawmakers clashed over the measure's provisions. Governor-elect Roy Cooper, a Democrat, says some leading lawmakers reneged on a promise to repeal the bill.
Today, the legislature had a chance to do the right thing for North Carolina, and they failed. I am disappointed that Republican legislative leaders failed to live up to their promise to fully repeal House Bill 2.
The bill is primarily known for banning people from using public restrooms that do not correspond with their gender listed on their birth certificate. The bathroom measure led to lawsuits against the state, including in May by the Obama administration, which sued the state, saying the law breaks federal anti-discrimination laws. Impeachment proceedings getting underway Thursday in South Korea's constitutional court against President Park Geun-hye. The court will try to determine if she'll be thrown out of office. Park is accused of conspiring with a friend to pressure big businesses to make contributions to nonprofit foundations she controls. Park has denied wrongdoing but apologized for carelessness in her ties with her friend Choi Soon-sil, who is facing her own trial. And Mexican authorities still trying to determine what caused that deadly explosions or multiple explosions at the market outside Mexico City. At least 31 people killed in the blast. Dozens more were wounded. I'm Michael Brown, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.